So again, take just a moment to fully arrive in the room. Perhaps to be aware of the whole body breathing. For a moment, not to worry about parts. Just this whole body expanding and contracting. And so we'll begin with the last group of liquid parts, the sixth of the six different groups. And again, to recite it five times forward and five times backward, and then five times to yourself. Tears, grease, saliva, mucus, oil of the joints, urine. Tears, grease, saliva, mucus, oil of the joints, urine. Tears, grease, saliva, mucus, oil of the joints, urine. Tears, grease, saliva, mucus, oil of the joints, urine. Tears, grease, saliva, mucus, oil of the joints, urine. Urine, oil of the joints, mucus, saliva, grease, tears. Urine, oil of the joints, mucus, saliva, grease, tears. Urine, oil of the joints, mucus, saliva, grease, tears. Urine, oil of the joints, mucus, saliva, grease, tears. Urine, oil of the joints, mucus, saliva, grease, tears. So we start this group with tears. Tears are clear. They are a watery fluid that is found in the eye sockets above the waist. And they're bordered by the eyes and the eyelids. And the definition is that they are a watery saline solution. They clean and lubricate the surfaces between the eyeball and the eyelids. And they can, of course, be brought about by strong emotions, which most think are a uniquely human phenomenon, but there are some people who think that elephants cry. I rather like the idea myself. Studies suggest that crying actually releases stress hormones. In the Dharma, there's actually two things. One is that the tears collected from all of your past lives would fill all of the oceans of the world. A lot of sorrow. The other is that you have not really meditated until you have wept in the hall. Tears. The next on the list is grease. So the color of grease is clear, and its shape is that it's liquid. It doesn't have a real shape. It's found pretty much anywhere above and below the waist, and it's bordered by the skin and by space. The definition is oily fat on the hands, forehead, face, nose, or other parts of the body. Earwax comes from a combination of oil and sweat. The function of grease is that it lubricates skin and offers protection and waterproofing. It also helps to prevent dehydration and lubricates the scalp and the hair. Probably worth pointing out that grease is what a lot of people spend a lot of money trying to get rid of, and a lot of other people buy products to try to get more. So grease is definitely present in our lives and our bodies. Grease. The next on the list is saliva. So you can all take a moment and feel the saliva that is present in your mouth. The color of saliva is clear. Its shape, it says, is that it's thin at the tip of the tongue, but it's thicker in the back of the tongue. It's above the waist and in the mouth, and it's bordered by the oral cavity. The definition is that saliva is the tasteless, odorless liquid from the saliva gland, and it begins the process of digesting food. Human beings, that's us, secrete and swallow up to 1.5 quarts daily. Saliva is 99.5% water, and human beings produce approximately 10,000 gallons of saliva in your lifetime. The function is to moisten food, to lubricate your mouth parts, and to act as a digestive agent, particularly with sugars. The saliva breaks down food caught in the teeth, and it protects the teeth and the tongue. And here's the really good thing. There have been some studies that suggest that meditation produces healthier saliva and decreases cavities. So sign right up for your next retreat. Saliva. The next on the list is mucus. Mucus can be clear or yellow or green. Its shape is that it's a thick, glutinous and sticky fluid, and it's found above and below the waist. It's found in the nasal cavity as well as in the digestive, reproductive, respiratory, gastrointestinal, and urogenital tracts. It's bordered by the respiratory, digestive, reproductive, gastrointestinal, and urogenital tracts. So where you find it is where its borders are. It's a slippery secretion by the mucous membranes and glands. There's a mucus layer along the inner walls of the stomach that is vital to protecting the cell linings from the highly acidic environment within it. Basically, it keeps you from digesting your own stomach. The same protective layer of mucus is what comes out when you sneeze. Since mucus does not digest in the intestinal tract, it often appears in fecal matter, whether its origin is from the intestines or swallowed. It helps to clear the debris in nasal passages and moistens the linings. It contains an antiseptic that serves to protect cells in the digestive, reproductive, respiratory, gastrointestinal, and urogenital tracts. Mucus. The next on the list is oil of the joints, otherwise known as synovial fluid. So this is a colorless, egg-like consistency liquid. It's found above and below the waist, and it's wherever there are moving joints. So that means it's bordered in between the bones and the connective tissue. It's defined as being a thick, stringy fluid found in the cavities of synovial joints. With its egg-like consistency, synovial fluid reduces friction between the cartilage and other tissues and joints to lubricate and cushion them during movement. So it lubricates the 230 joints in the body to facilitate easy movement. The inner membrane of the synovial joints is called the synovial membrane, and it secretes the synovial fluid into the joint cavity. This fluid seeps into the microcavities and it fills all the empty spaces. And then during the movement, the fluid is squeezed out mechanically to maintain a layer of fluid on the cartilage surface. There's a note here to mention the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz, who did not have any synovial fluid, which is why they had to keep oiling him. Oil of the joints. And last on the list is urine. In healthy persons, the color is pale yellow, clear or amber. It's a watery liquid found below the waist. It's created in the kidneys and stored in the bladder and excreted through the urethra. And it's bordered in between the bladder, the kidney, the urethra, and space. It consists of 95% water and 5% solids. It's virtually sterile and nearly odorless. It has a lot of popular names: peeing and pissing and taking a leak, voiding. and many others. Its function is that it eliminates liquid not needed by the body. On average, the human bladder can hold 13 ounces of liquid. Urea is toxic and can be irritating to skin and eyes. However, after suitable processing, as is done, for example, in the International Space Station, it is possible to extract potable water for drinking. It has a lot of current uses. It's been used to manufacture gunpowder and in potassium nitrate. It's been used to prepare textiles, particularly wool, for dyeing. It has lots of nitrogen and significant quantities of dissolved phosphates and potassium, so it's useful for fertilizers in agriculture. And ancient Buddhist monks used fermented cow's urine for medicine. And the Romans used it as a bleaching agent for clothes and teeth. Scotland used it to wash and soak wool to prevent shrinking. Urine. So there you are. That's all of the 32 parts. So let's recite the entire list. We'll do it just once forward and once backward. And then we'll sit for just another minute before we end. So these are the 32 parts of this body. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, diaphragm, spleen, lungs, large intestines, small intestines, stomach, feces, brain, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, grease, saliva, mucus, oil of the joints, urine. Urine, oil of the joints, mucus, saliva, grease, tears, fat, sweat, blood, pus, phlegm, bile, brain, feces, stomach, small intestines, large intestines, lungs, spleen, diaphragm, liver, heart, kidneys, bone marrow, bones, sinews, flesh, skin, teeth, nails, body hair, head hair. This body sitting here, this body breathing.